Hi everyone, welcome to the Hypermedia podcast. This is our first ever episode.
Yeah, episode one of possibly one. But yeah, basically we're a new podcast here to bring you the latest news, reviews and views. Basically the same thing of movies, TV shows, games and music.
Yes, just anything in general that's media related.
But to begin with, because it's the first episode, we'll start off with like what we do, what our names are, what we're about.
What is your name?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Scott. Nice to meet you, mate.
Nice to meet you, mate. So, what do you do, Scott?
I, sadly, work at Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's? Is that full-time?
No, part-time.
All right. And
it's all right. I like it. It's fine.
What do you plan on doing?
What, in the future?
Yeah.
I would like to work in the world of media.
Any specific?
No.
No?
No, I don't know. Film or television,
film
I think.
Television.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
what about you? What do you do?
Well, I'm in my final year at a university in Oxford.
What's that then? What university?
The one in Oxford.
Which one's that? Is that Oxford Brookes?
Might be.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing media there. I'm in my final year. I can't wait to fucking get out of that. And then hopefully I'm going to go on to media as well. But I'm also working part-time in retail.
Where's that?
Why?
Where?
Oh, at Debenhams.
Oh. Debenhams, yeah. Treat yourself.
Why would be an even better question as well, to be honest. But,
I thought your boss doesn't listen to this.
Doubt it.
Same here.
But, so yeah, anyway, off of the boring topics about us.
Yeah.
What have you got
Should we just crack on?
You crack
to
it.
A topic we're going to talk about. What have I got on my little list? Well, in the cinema, at the moment, I'm going to go straight in the cinema. Quite a few good films out this week.
Yeah.
Well, been out a few weeks.
Is this films that you would like or would both
like? Well, mostly what I think I like, but they're actually the only ones in the cinema, so
yeah,
shut up.
Okay.
We got Taken 2.
Oh yeah, I need to talk about that.
Great. Madagascar 3. Frankenweenie. Hotel Transylvania. Looper. And Paranormal Activity 4. So what were you going to say about Taken 2?
But you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No, but you just kind of ruined it for me anyway, so I might as well just do it.
Well, yeah, well, I went to the cinema with high hopes for this film, and then...
Because the first one was amazing.
Yeah, it probably was one of the best films of my time.
Yeah.
And I suddenly saw it was a 12.
Yeah.
And I thought, here we go.
What, already downhill from here?
And it's just so B-rated now. Like, you're just like, really, did that just happen? Did you just ask your daughter to run round Istanbul lobbing grenades just so you could hear where she was?
Oh, don't ruin it.
Yeah, and then...
Because the first one was amazing.
And then they get into a taxi which is built like a tank. It
I've heard about that.
It soaks up fixed gun emplacement bullets like it wasn't even there.
Oh, good.
And at the end, he just kills the guy by just slowly pushing his head into a peg on a wall. It wasn't hard.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Onto a peg?
On like, a clothes peg. Just pushes him into it.
And, oh, good.
And the fight scenes, though. I don't know whether it was the cinema, because it was Cineworld, it was those shit. But I literally... Or it was the fact that it was a 12. I didn't know what was going on. It was just a blur.
Oh, dear.
But you've seen Looper, haven't you?
I have seen Looper. It was very good. But, I mean, you're so picky with films, you're probably going to hate it like you hated Taken 2. Yeah, Looper's very good. Very, very good. The guy who plays... Well, it's about... What? Oh. It's about time travel. And this guy's got to go back in time. Well, yeah, like this... I don't know how to explain it. It's about time travel. And this guy tries to stop his older self from doing something.
So who's in it?
Bruce Willis.
Okay.
And, oh, what's his name? Joseph. He was in the new Batman.
I don't watch that.
I haven't really researched who he is. Joseph,
oh,
someone... Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what about the other films coming out? Have you seen any of them yet?
I saw Madagascar 3. Oh my god. It's amazing. It's the best one out of all three.
Even though the only thing they can show in the trailer is bloody Afro Circus, as if that was going to make me laugh.
It's very good though. It's very good. Go see it.
No, I'm right.
Screw you.
What about the other two, was there?
Frank and Weenie's a Tim Burton thing, but we can miss that. I'm not really a fan of Timmy. And then I know as soon as I say the name, you're going to criticise it straight away. Paranormal Activity 4.
Oh, fucking hell. Exactly. When's that out?
Now. And it's getting mixed reviews. Everyone's like, it's amazing. And everyone says, it's crap.
Well, I said it's crap.
But you've hated the first three, so.
No, the first one was alright at the cinema. Mm. And then they brought out the second one where she got pulled down the stairs and got up like, that's alright, I'll go back upstairs again. And then she got pulled down again. And then it starts picking up the baby, and then I started laughing my head off in the cinema.
Yeah, whatever, you're ruining it for me.
And then the third one was just ridiculous. And now they're bringing out a fourth.
Well, I don't know if this fourth one's actually going to be any good. It looks very scary, but it's a bit like off from the first lot. It's like it didn't really need to be made. Now they're
isn't
just
like someone's
it.
Little girl's. It's another girl.
Well,
isn't it?
Well, the Katie and Hunter, like the kid and the sister from the first lot, they move to a tower to somewhere, and the next door neighbour's got all this activity going on, and it's like following her story.
Oh God, it's so dragging.
And it's set like a couple of years later. Yeah, so it's a bit dragging on.
Yeah.
So, but I'm probably gonna crap my pants when I see it anyway.
Yeah.
But you're never impressed with it, so.
But
whatever.
Yeah. Well, is that your at the cinema this week?
That's my at the cinema, yes.
That's it, you're at the cinema. Much like, I'll move on to a different type of media then, shall I?
Go on then.
Going to games I've played this week.
God.
Oh no. Not a good selection of games coming out lately.
No, it's a bit pants.
Tried downloading the Medal of Honor beta, but it was a bit too late.
You were about 3 weeks late. And it's out.
I haven't been on the
Friday.
Xbox. I haven't been on the Xbox at all. But I'll just give you a heads up. We own like all the consoles, so we can all have a fair... Well, between us, is what I mean.
All right, okay.
So we can have a fair review.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the Xbox we play mainly. but yeah, I couldn't get on the beta, but I've heard it's actually quite good.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
So,
it's from the Frostbite 2 engine, and they made the Battlefield 3 game.
All right.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but that's gone a bit downhill lately, isn't it?
Has it?
I thought they took all the servers out.
Oh, don't get me started. I don't know what they've done to the server in Battlefield 3, but yeah.
But I've been watching videos on it. It looks quite good. In the beta, it's just attack and defend type gameplay. Mm. But I think, when's that out?
This Friday.
Which is?
The 26th of October.
26th of October. Mm-hmm. So are you getting that?
I am getting that, yeah.
I'll probably get that as well. But because I couldn't play the beta, I decided to look for new demos that have come out. And the Forza Horizon demo was out. And you know I'm a pretty big Forza fan.
Yeah.
But what the fuck did I play?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, but you love them.
I was just like, they're trying to be something else. It's like...
Well, everyone said it's like what they're kind of doing. Isn't it like a Need for Speed type thing?
Yeah, it reminded me of Need for Speed with Burnout Paradise, which itself was good. If it didn't have Forza on the title, it would actually be all right. And the first bit, it was just like, it's too arcadey. Like, the gameplay was just not realistic at all.
Yeah.
And then, so I went into the usual thing that Forza does of turning all the assists off, so it's like proper racing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still just gliding around corners, like, you didn't even need to brake.
Oh, dear.
It was just poor, and then there was a cool bit where you race a plane.
Right.
And every time the plane flies, because the plane has to go, like, point to point, whereas you're going around a track, and every time it flies over you, your car like shakes and goes all over the place, which was quite cool. It was different, but and then the thing that ruined it for me was the song Bomb 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 came on.
What's that?
I'm the cat with the bass and drum.
I've never heard that.
Have you never heard that song?
I've never heard that song.
Well, at the end of this podcast, I'll play it for you, and okay. You'll be like, what the fuck was that?
Okay.
And then I turned it off, and it said the actual game comes out on the 23rd of October, but you heard it was the 26th.
Well, I thought it was the 26th, because they normally come out at the end on a Friday.
Yeah, well, it definitely said 23rd, unless there's, like, FIFA where you can play the game early by buying it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but it said on the demo the 23rd.
It's out sometime this week.
Yeah.
let's just put that out there.
And then, the only other demo I downloaded was Worms Revolution. I don't know how long that's been out. I'm actually a big fan of Worms. I think they're quite fun games.
No.
Have you ever played them online?
No.
Right.
I don't need to. They just look so boring.
Discussion over.
Is it? Good.
Well, it's a lot slower. It's this game. Like, usually it's good because it's like fast and like fun.
Really?
But it's a lot slower. And but the animation and the graphics have improved, and they're bringing in this new feature of water. Like, you use water pistols and water balloons to, like, create a water current and, like, knock the worms down the ramps into the actual, like, the water
level.
It's
kind of cool.
So they're bringing in new features, but it's 1,200 Microsoft points.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's getting expensive now.
I don't understand why, but...
ridiculous.
I wouldn't buy the whole game, because I've still got Worms and Worms 3D or whatever it's called on Ultimate
Don't
Mayhem,
look at me,
I
don't know.
Yeah, so I probably won't get it, but I mean, if you don't have a Worms game and you're looking for one, that's probably worth looking at.
I wouldn't bother.
I know you wouldn't. So,
neither should the listeners.
That's Mike's games of the week.
Great. Well, I got one or two to add to that. You're probably going to just like sigh when I say it, but the Walking Dead game.
Oh, God.
The arcade thing they've got, which is like episodic. It's very good. If you're a fan of the TV show or the comics, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Episode 4 was released about a week ago. I haven't even completed it yet, so I haven't really had time. But I'm loving it. And I can't wait for
that. What do you actually do? You just like point at stuff and press A.
Yeah, but it's not that, it's a story. Like, you choose the path for your characters. But, you know, I
do you actually see anything happen, or is it just in pictures?
What do you mean?
On the screen. Is it just pictures that come up?
No, there's like cutscenes and stuff. But, what?
Okay.
I don't know what you mean.
I just trying to picture what the game would be like. It just seems like
it's really like the comic. It's just like you press and then it changes the path, but I doubt the path's that different. In any game, it's like, choose your own path, bet you £20, they'll be the same.
Have you chosen any paths that's made you like, ooh, what a twist?
Well, I've had loads of shocks, and I'm like, did that just happen? They just die, and it's just, love it.
Is it characters from
nope.
the show? It's not, it's no. just new characters.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they're from the comic, because I'm not a massive fan of the comic, really, but they could be, but I don't think they are. I think they're their own new characters.
Is that what you've been playing this week?
Yeah.
You haven't actually played any games that you already own?
No.
No, neither have I.
Because there's nothing good out.
No.
I did download a bit of DLC for Battlefield 3. I played it for about 5 minutes and turned it off.
How much did that cost?
1,200 points.
Oh my god. What did you get, like 3 maps?
Yeah. About three or four maps. It's their new pack. This time it's all vehicles. I'm not a fan of vehicles on that game, so I was like, yeah, out, quit. I didn't stay long.
Yeah.
So I wasted 1,200 points there.
So, yeah.
Kind of regret that one.
That's EA. Typical EA, claiming money. Music. Let's move on to music.
Shall we?
What have you got to talk about?
Music? Yeah. Okay, well, something that happened yesterday, which I was a bit excited about.
Lady Gaga's resigned?
No. Girls Aloud got back together. Yeah. They had a little press conference. They announced a single and a tour and the Greatest Hits album, and Your Face is Dropping rapidly. But their new song...
Not with amazement.
Their new song, I've Got on Repeat. I can't stop playing the Blay thing. It's so good.
What's it called?
Something New. <It's>, the track is a bit... I don't know what the word is. Like,
well, they use it in your water tune.
Shut up. It's a bit plain and simple, but it's really catchy. And it's a Children of Need song this year. It's a good cause, Mike. So go and buy it.
That's November, isn't it, Children of Need?
Yes. I don't know why they've announced it so early, but go and buy it.
Go and buy it.
But I want to go to their tour, because it's their last ever tour, so it'd be...
On your own?
Well, it looks like no one else wants to go with me. I think I'm going on my own.
Yeah, I think you'll be the only one in the audience, mate. And you'll be right at the back in the O2 or wherever it is. Like...
Right, guys. I can hear you loud and clear. Yeah, damn it.
Oh, God. Have you got any more? Because I've only got one.
Steps.
Any more?
No. Steps is really good. They've got a new song. First time in 11 years. It's pretty impressive. Light Up the World. That's also addictive. Can't stop playing that either.
Is that the shit you played me the other day?
That's what I played you the other day, and I told you it was a Christmas song, and you were a bit in shock, because it didn't sound nothing like a Christmas song.
It definitely wasn't a Christmas song.
It did have a Christmas feel to it, a little. But yeah, I'm probably sure you can all tell from what songs I've just picked our personalities.
Yeah, well, especially when you were... Well, see, I've got a very select genre of music, haven't I?
Yeah, it's all crap.
Yeah, like saying. Yours. But I listen to rock music because
it's the same.
Yeah, all the music's been written by someone. It's not auto-tuned. They can sing it exactly the same live.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only new album I can talk about at the moment is 3 Days Grace's new album, Transit of Venus. Which
I don't know who they are. You played a bit of them to me the other day, and I just thought it was all the same.
I literally can't find it anywhere on iTunes in UK, so I've kind of had to listen to it on YouTube and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why it hasn't been released, but I think you can buy the CD from Amazon.co.uk. It came out in America on iTunes on the 2nd, but it still isn't available.
It's not on iTunes?
No. But I think it's a quality album. Although my mates that are also into the same type of music said it's not. It's probably their worst album. But
oh dear.
But I thought it was quite good. But yeah, if you're a fan of rock and any or anything like that, then go and try it out because it is it's a quality album in my opinion anyway. But
I'm sure if you're a big fan of the band, it just you'll like it.
So. Yeah. But because I'm into you know just that kind of music where. It's actually genuine music, and the artists aren't releasing a single every day. That's all I get to talk about. What about you, Scott? Have you got any more?
Yeah, whatever. I haven't got no more music on my mind. That's it.
Do you not have like a release is coming out soon or?
No, I don't know anything that's being released soon.
Hmm.
Oh, there's one. Dappy. Dappy's got a new album out this Monday.
Oh, fuck it.
Bad Intentions.
Bad Intentions making the album.
I'll be downloading that one.
Why?
I don't know. I like him. I like listening to his music. That's like the only type of like rap or hip hop whatever I'd listen to.
Rap or hip hop?
Well, I don't know what he comes
under.
Or
talking like a chav into a mic.
I like him. He's very good. Very good.
Right. Well, anyway, so the other type of media before we go all the way back round would be TV.
Yes, TV. Oh, I love my television. Yeah. God.
Anything I'm sadly addicted to it. You're fapping off to it.
What? My what? Fapping?
Anything from America.
Yeah, but I love American television. Actually, the UK have got some good stuff coming out.
Really?
And that is out. But it used to be pants.
It was. It is getting a bit better now.
It is very better.
So what? Any news to talk about?
Big show. The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Bloody amazing, that show. Series 3 premiered in America last week, I think. And it premiered in the UK yesterday.
Okay.
Last night. And in the US, it broke their cable records. Over 10 million people watched. It's not a massive number for US, but a cable record it is.
Yeah.
So, it's going well. Can't wait for the rest of the season.
Hmm.
Watch it.
Anything to talk about on it? Or?
No.
You're not going to
You should just
it.
Watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
You should. It's amazing.
I'm not really just stuff with zombies.
Who doesn't like zombies?
Crap. Me. They're not even scary. It's just
crap. Amazing.
And they're all the same story.
I love following the lives of these people in the apocalyptic world. I just love it.
Is it an apocalyptic world, though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Is that the only new thing that you've watched?
I've also got Arrow. It's the new DC comic hero TV show about the Green Arrow superhero. It's quite good. It's very good, actually. I was quite surprised when I watched it. I thought it was going to be a bit rubbish because it's a television show, but... It's very good.
The trailer looked quite good, actually. Mm. I was quite interested in that. But how many episodes in is it?
Two.
Two.
It's literally only two.
But it's worth watching.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay.
I think it's because, like, you know, that all the films are so big at the moment, like Batman, The Avengers, everyone's just trying to get on the bandwagon and just make money from it.
Okay. But you can see yourself watching the whole series, or...?
Mm-hmm. But you know what a TV series is like in the middle of the book, just drag it out.
Yeah, like Lost.
Just gets a bit annoying.
Lost. The TV show that went on for six series longer than it should have done.
Shut up, I knew you were going to bring that up. Lost is a great show. Anyway, back to current.
First episode, crash the plane.
Oh, shut up!
Crash the plane, let's just reveal we're already dead and cut the credits.
Anyway, my wee bastard. This is my favourite show.
Yeah.
I've also got American Horror Story, Asylum.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? No. Never heard of American Horror Story?
No.
It's a very kind of weird, sick and twisted series. It's very good.
Is it American?
Yeah, it's American as well. What? Oh, Christ, yeah. It's American.
Wouldn't have guessed you watched an American show.
The second series is like subtitled Asylum. So, I mean, you already know it's going to go tits up. I can't wait. I've actually already got the first episode, but I haven't watched it yet. So I'm here.
Yeah, right.
No, I've had a couple of days to watch it, but I haven't. But I'm very excited about that. But something weird about this series is they've got the same cast members from the first, and it's a totally different story. So the same cast members are playing different characters. So it's either going to go really well, or I'm going to get confused and be like, what the fuck is this?
Right, well, you've already confused me, so...
There we go,
I haven't even watched it. So, I don't really watch a lot of TV, though, do I?
No, you're very picky.
I know. And the only thing that makes you laugh is that I watch Merlin.
Oh, the fucking CBBC show, is that?
Yeah, CBBC.
Yeah.
That's on right now, I'm missing it.
Oh, well.
I've got to watch an iPlayer.
Oh, well.
I can't believe you don't follow it. Even after we watched them at...
Comic-Con.
Oh, Christ, yeah. That was the best day of my life.
I know. That's what I thought. It's actually getting quite good now.
Well, I probably would do. It's on the fifth series, is it?
Fifth or sixth.
And I know it's very popular, so I mean, they...
It is actually,
going to make it better.
I was worried that they'd start just dragging out stories now, but it's actually, like, getting more like, ooh, is Arthur going to die in the series, or...
And I'm like, ooh, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, that's like me with all your shows.
I know.
But they all have the same fucking way that they go. Start off, someone's got an issue, goes to a flashback of them.
Oh, shut up! Anyway, have you got any other shows? It's all mine were American, so I'm guessing you probably have a British one on there.
Well, Merlin.
Anything else? No other British ones?
No, I don't really watch a lot of TV shows. Finished watching New Girl now.
But, it's only just finished.
Yeah. Oh
God, I've started series
two. It kind of finished on the really random episode, I thought.
Yeah.
And towards the end, Nick and Jess started getting... I thought they weren't that funny. I thought the best two characters were Schmidt and Cece. I thought they were probably the best. They're the ones that kept the story going. But, yeah, I can't wait for the second series because it kind of just stopped, like, in a random place, I thought. But,
it's called a cliffhanger.
No, it hasn't. Well, he was going to move out, and he didn't.
And then it ended.
And then the other thing I'm really excited about is, which isn't coming out till January, is Spartacus War of the Damned. It's going to be called
War of the Damned.
Yeah,
because
it's the final series, and in history, as history tells it, in the big battle, is where they meet their end.
Oh my
god! Why it's called War of the Damned. But it's got to be one of the. That and 24, the greatest.
How many series have that done?
This will be the fourth.
Four too many then? Okay.
I mean, they're quality. Honestly, they're fucking amazing. And then there's that Game of Thrones, which I was getting into the first series.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to watch it after my parents watched it and they recorded it. And my dad deleted it before I watched it. And I went, what are you doing? And I watched it. And he went, oh, it doesn't matter. Sean Bean died anyway.
So he just gave it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they stopped watching it after then. So,
how rude.
That's probably as far as I go on TV shows. But the latest series called Vengeance, Marcus Vengeance, has just come out on DVD the other week. Last week, I think it was. So I started watching that again. I forgot how good it was. Honestly, I'll lend you the DVD, mate.
Please don't.
Like you lent me Friday.
Which has been sat on your shelf for about 4 months now. You still haven't watched it. One of the greatest comedy films ever.
Well, you know how busy I am, maybe.
Yeah, busy.
Yeah. So, I think that's about that for TV shows at the moment, isn't it?
Well, kind of.
Ooh.
Something else I wanted to add. It's not really a TV show. It's more of a webisode. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Web series, yeah.
you tell me anyway.
Halo 4, Forward, Unto Dawn.
I'm not even going
to
say
it's anything. A kind of little prequel series leading up to the release of Halo 4, which
can't
is out in November.
I
can't bloody wait for that game. But yeah, this series is quite good. You should watch it, but you hate it.
I should watch
you
it.
You hate
yeah.
it. But... It's got, I can't remember what, someone from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe's in it. An actress, but I don't know what her name is. Trying to look it up, but I don't know what her name is.
One of the kids, or
yeah, one of the kids.
I don't know the names.
I thought you were going to list the names then.
No, I've only actually seen The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe out of the three of them. But
anyway, off that film, the web series is really good. It's just gotten to like big bit now on episode 3. It's leading up to the big finale. The last two episodes, they're only about 15 minutes each. It's really good, and I can't wait.
So where can you watch it?
You can watch it. Halo Waypoint, which is an app you can download on the Xbox or iTunes, or you can watch Machinima.
Oh God!
On YouTube.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you said Machinima's sponsoring it. I'm definitely not watching it because, ugh, I've had nothing.
Well, you don't like Halo anyway, so why would you watch it?
Just so I can say.
Just
Scott.
So you can diss it.
Yeah. Just like I came out really loud.
Didn't it? Sorry.
But yeah, the last TV series that you asked me to watch was that bloody, what was it, Poor Girls or something, Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls.
And you're like, oh my, watch the trailer, it's so funny. And I watched it, and
yeah, but you're so picky.
No.
Yes, you're very picky.
But anyway, you've kind of gone round to games now. Back to games.
Have we?
Yeah. So, any other game gossip you've got?
I've got no more game gossip.
You haven't got any more game gossip?
I've got no more game gossip, no.
I've been searching loads for, like, DLC coming out, and I've only found two. One of them was already out.
What's that? I probably
guess. You've missed it. The Borderlands 2 first DLC. What is going on with games? They only came out, like, 2 weeks ago, the game.
Oh, no, they do it with everything now, don't they? It's like, oh, we'll release a game, and then a week later, have some DLC.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, it was already announced before the game came out. Like, you can buy the season pass, you know, where you get four for a reduced price. Yeah. So why would you scam people into doing that? If it can fit on the disc, put it on the disc.
Because they want more money out of you.
Yeah, I know, and people fall for it, and that's why they keep doing it. So if you want to stop that happening and stop moaning about it, don't buy it.
Yeah, just buy a game. Don't download the DLC.
Yeah.
And then they won't make money.
Yeah.
And then next time they'll put it all in the game.
But, I know, the season pass is 2,400 points, so I assume this is about 1,200 on its own, otherwise it won't be reduced.
Jeez.
But yeah, it will be Captain Scarlet and her pirate's booty.
Right.
It just basically, it's a new location with new storylines, enemies and items of the game, as if there wasn't enough items in the game as it was. Oh, it says they'll each be priced at $9.99 in dollars, though, that is. But so that is about 1,200 each. So you're actually saving half price by getting the season pass, but I still wouldn't.
Well, the game's crap anyway, so I won't be interested.
Well, I bought it, and I've only played it for 20 minutes, and then...
You do that with a lot of games, don't you?
Yeah, I've got The Witcher 2.
You buy it, you're like, oh, I buy it, it's out, brand new, 40 quid for them. And then you spend about not even 40 minutes playing it.
Yeah, it's like Deus Ex and The Witcher 2, I haven't even unwrapped
them.
You've
got like a pile of games down there, and none of them even play, probably.
I know. So that's out now. Not that I'm really bothered about that. And then moving on to the Vita, because I've got a PlayStation Vita.
Oh, God's sake.
I'm obsessed with the PlayStation Vita.
Don't know why.
You haven't got one.
Don't need one.
Can't have an argument about this, but it's got the same as Xbox Live features, but it's free. It doesn't cost you £40 a year, and it's on a handheld console.
Right.
And the game... But anyway, there's a game on it, DLC game, a downloadable game called Escape Plan, which apparently is like the most addictive game on the Vita.
What's it about?
It's got two characters, little and large.
Ah, so you're me.
And basically, they've been kidnapped.
Oh, no.
And you've basically got to use the Vita's features, like touchscreen, rear panel, to like move them through like obstacles and like traps, death traps, to like get them out of the
Have you actually got it?
I haven't, but I've looked at videos of it. It actually looks quite good, like really stylistic, like it's like that kind of cell, black and white, like Limbo. Did you ever see Limbo? But
you have to show me after this podcast.
It's like film noir-esque. Yeah. Ooh. But it's $3.99
bargain.
No, the DLC.
oh god.
But it actually comes with 21 new stages.
That's right.
Which is
how much is the game?
I think the game's $6.99,
bargain,
or $7.99. It's something like that. And it's $4.99 for US.
So you have to download it from their store.
Yeah,
or is it a retail?
PlayStation Store.
Okay.
Or you can go and buy the redeem code from game.
I think you should buy it after this podcast and let me play it.
Yeah, we'll get the demo. But yeah. I'm kind of interested now, especially if they do a... Because usually on the Vita, if they get DLC, they'll have, like, a full game price where it comes with all the DLC as well. So I might look into that and get that. But
treat yourself.
Yeah, if you're a fan of that, then go and check it out, because 21 new stages doesn't sound too bad for $3.99. But yeah, that's all I found on DLC. Just those two.
It's very hard to find DLC information and release dates, isn't it?
Yeah.
We did have a look, but it's very hard. Everyone's a bit secretive, and they just like pop it out. It's like, hey, I have some DLC, and you're like, oh, chill.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to.
Got a list of other releases coming out this week
in terms of
DVD.
Oh, DVD, okay.
And film. this week, DVD.
So when you say film, do you mean at the cinema?
Yeah, and then DVDs home release.
Okay.
So we do DVDs first.
All right then.
Put me off here.
Okay, sorry.
On October 22nd, that's the Monday. We have a lot of DVDs coming out. We have What to Expect When You're Expecting. It's obviously about mothers and babies.
I watched that at the cinema. Would you believe I watched that at the cinema?
I don't believe you liked it. Did you like it?
I can't really remember it. Oh yeah, no, it's one of those films that you can predict all the outcomes at the very beginning.
Yeah, it's a predictable comedy film.
It had Cameron Diaz. Diaz.
It's also this week we've got Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, fucking
that man. I saw that at the cinema. That was a very random...
You saw it?
...take, yeah.
Why?
I've got a monthly pass, and I see what I want.
No.
It was actually quite good. It was actually really good, Anyway...
It's about a president.
President Vampire Hunter. Why not? It's before he becomes president, I think.
Are they going to make the sequel called Tony Blair, Zombie Killer?
We've also got Red Lights, which is a paranormal thing, so you probably won't be watching that. Chernobyl Diaries.
Never heard of that.
Really?
Yep.
No, that's a horror about the place called Chernobyl. I can't remember where it is. It got nuked or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, TV related DVD releases. We have House, season 8.
Is that the final series?
I don't know. I don't watch House.
If it's a new, it must be because it was the last series.
Okay. It's the last series then, apparently.
I only watched the first two series, but all the episodes were just... It was like watching Lost again.
Oh, for God's sake.
Every episode was the same. It was like... I don't know. It's like someone gets an illness at the beginning. They try different stuff on them. It doesn't work. House acts like a pleb for about 20 minutes. And then they solve it. So it kind of went off it. But everyone seems to think it's like one of the best...
Best shows. Well, I've never seen it.
But yeah.
We've also got Dynamo Magician Impossible.
Is that the series
2?
Okay.
I love watching him.
I used to, but it's too phony now.
Really?
Yeah.
He still blows my mind every time. I'm like, what? How did you do that?
You know the one where he asks people to lift him and then do it again and they can't do it?
No.
He's like, oh, try and lift me up. And he's like, so you can lift me like really easy, can't you? And they're like, yeah. And he says, right, I'll try it now. And they can't do it.
Right.
Yeah, I know how to do that.
Why's that?
Hmm?
How do you do it?
Basically what he's doing... He's like, he's holding them, he gets them to lift them up underneath the armpits, and he holds onto their arms, and he does it normally, and then on the second one, you just apply a bit of pressure above the bone, and you literally, like, the brain stops sending signals to the muscle to, like, lift things without it actually hurting.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I'll show you afterwards. I'll show you afterwards.
Yeah, like, you can pick me up. Anyway.
I meant the other way around, but...
Oh.
I'll beat you down, though.
We've also got Life's Too Short, Series 1. That's a Ricky Gervais comedy starring Warwick Davis. Man. I've never watched it.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a fan of Ricky.
The dwarf.
Yeah, the dwarf actor.
Is that the right word for it? I don't want to
come out. Dwarf, I think. Should we move on?
Yeah.
We've also got Two Broke Girls Series 1. Yes! So happy. Can't wait for that. I pre-ordered that last night and it's already on its way.
Pre-ordered a DVD like it was going to sell out. When
I know. That's the first time I've ever done it, I think.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
And then
I'm really excited.
Remember that other show you told me about? And I was like, that was shit. Shit My Dad Says or something like that.
That's a good show. Even though it got cancelled, but yeah. We'll just skip that.
God knows why that happened.
We've also got... the last box set we have is Grimm Season 1. It's another US show which you probably never heard of.
No.
Okay. Something that you'll like, though. We have some new Blu-ray re-releases. We have iRobot.
Has that not even been out on Blu-ray yet?
That's not on Blu-ray yet.
That is an awesome
Blu-ray
film.
Re-release.
I love that film.
Well, re-release on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
We also have E.T. and
like that hasn't been re-released.
The Shawshank Redemption. All on Blu-ray on Monday.
Okay.
So I'm sure you'll be out buying iRobot.
Are there any reviews on that? Actually saying whether it's worth getting on Blu-ray?
What?
Because usually iRobot. When you see a film on Blu-ray, you're just like, was that actually Blu-ray?
No, I haven't read any reviews.
Okay.
I'm afraid not, sorry.
There's rumours about a second iRobot, isn't there? Have you seen that?
You've told me about this, but it's never going to happen.
Oh, I bet.
I don't think Will Smith's a sequel man, really. Not including Men in Black. Not including Men in Black.
But they've also on IMDb, it says they've scheduled Independence Day 2 and 3.
Yeah, I've read that, but...
Yeah. I thought the first one was good.
I don't really want it to happen.
But yeah, but... Bad Boys, he's done a sequel of that. I think there might be a third one scheduled.
Oh, that's been rumoured for blimmin' years. Yeah. That is never going to happen.
But
no, I'd love it too.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Sorry, I started talking about Will Smith and I went off topic.
I know, you love him. That's it, that's all my DVD releases.
Okay, well, I've been looking into films coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually come out on the TV now, advertised, I've seen lately a lot, is Silent Hill Revelations. I was just waiting for you to give.
Oh, you got nothing to add.
No, I was just waiting for you to say something first because I know you're into that.
I'm excited to say it.
You're excited about that.
I don't think it needs to be in 3D, but I'm going to say it.
Oh god, 3D is getting on my nerves now. It's got Scene Bean in it.
Sean Bean? Sean Bean?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's in it.
And
I bet he ain't in it for long.
But he gets... Oh, yeah. Typical Sean Bean. Gets killed and everything.
Yeah, and they just chuck a famous person in there.
But, yeah, he gets taken to Silent Hill, doesn't he? And his daughter. His daughter? Although someone told me last night his daughter actually died in the first one or something.
Oh, I thought it was based on different people.
But I thought Sean Bean was in the first one.
Wow, it's been a while since I've seen the first one. Maybe I need to watch it before I go.
Yeah, because I said, oh, he's in this one. And they were like, oh, he's in the first one. And, like, oh, and his daughter looked for him in this one. Oh, but his daughter died in the first one.
Like, oh. Oh, I don't remember. I have to rewatch it then, I guess.
The only thing I've seen on the first one was when Pyramid Head rips that girl's skin off in, like, one. Yeah. Seen a bit of scene.
The bit I'll never forget is, I can't really talk about it. It's a bit graphic.
Why?
Do you want to know? Nah, it's too graphic. Well, the listeners know what it is.
Is it to do with someone's cock?
No.
Balls?
No.
Well, then I can take it.
Fine. This woman, loads of barbed wire goes up her vagina and she gets split into millions of pieces. It's not very pretty.
So, another film I've seen is... let me just make sure I'm getting the name right here.
God, here we go.
Jack Reacher.
Is that with...
Another man that I love.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
But,
That's not out for a while, though, is it?
No, it's based on a novels, I think it is.
Yeah, probably.
And,
what is it these days?
I've been told he doesn't really fit the character as the actual Jack Reacher in the books. It's meant to be 6'7".
Okay.
And Tom Cruise is about 5'8".
So everyone's saying it's rubbish because of a height issue.
Well, no, they're just saying he really doesn't match, like, the description. But I've seen the trailer, actually, it's quite good. And usually anything Tom Cruise is in, he tends to be old, because he's just a legend. The only thing I've disagreed with is the fact that he's brought bloody Simon Pegg into a more dominant role of Mission Impossible.
What, he's in that as well? Simon Pegg's in that?
Not in this, he's in Mission Impossible. Christ. Yeah, I know.
I know he's in Mission Impossible, ruined it all, but yeah.
Yeah. Simon Pegg... You're not funny. Nick Frost, you're a bigger dick. Right, anyway.
Well, I've got something to add to that.
Okay.
That's out next week, I think. Yeah, next Friday. Skyfall.
Forgot about that.
New James Bond film.
Yeah.
Looks bloody amazing.
Is it true it's going to be 3 hours long?
I don't think so. I can't remember.
Someone told me the other day it would be 3 hours long, and I was like, really?
It's one of the longest, but it's not the longest. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if you can hear, we're also on our iPads.
Sorry, yeah. I think it's just like over 2 hours long.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. The only thing is when the because they usually have the introduction music.
Mm-hmm.
For like when that comes on, I'm going to go out and have a dump.
Why? It's Adele singing Skyfall. It's amazing. It's
Adele.
Well, you might as well just not even bother coming into the movie then.
Why?
Well, I'm like
I want to see the opening.
Oh yeah, it's not straight away, is it?
So, I'll watch that, go and have a dump.
Oh, lovely.
And then come back.
Image for the listeners there, great.
So, they probably put a dump to a voice.
Shut up! film, that's it.
Yeah, that's literally...
I can't think of much else for
that's
film.
That's literally all I've seen for film. And then, but Jack Reacher isn't out until the 26th of December, so not a lot of information on that.
No.
At the moment. But another trailer I've seen that's quite funny is The Last Stand with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen the trailer yet?
I think I have, but I can't remember
basically
what this is about.
Like, a gang breaking out of a city, or I don't know where, but they've got like they're highly armed, and the police and Arnold Schwarzenegger's a sheriff in a village, little like western town.
Yeah.
And they call him up. They're like, "Oh, they might be coming to your little town." And they do, and he's the last stand, and he's just like. Tearing up a shitstorm. It's good because he's playing on the fact that he knows himself he's getting old, like, unlike Sylvester Stallone, who's still playing Rambo.
Yeah, he still tries to be young.
And so it's quite good. Well, talking about that, he's in a film coming out on February the 1st called Bullet to the Head. But yeah. But yeah, we'll stop talking about that because that's after the film The Hobbit, and I don't even know a lot about that. But I can't wait for that film to come out.
I can. I'm not watching that.
Did you see The Lord of the Rings?
Nope.
So you can't judge.
Don't want to.
Don't judge what you haven't seen.
Lord of the Rings looked absolutely dire. I'm not watching The Hobbit. That's going to be another 7 hours of my life. I'm probably never going to get back if I watch it. Sorry to kill the topic there.
Well, another trailer that looked quite good was End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal. And
it looks very good.
The other dude, Michael Pena.
Something. Yeah, that film does look very good.
But it looked like it was shot really...
realistically.
Well, like the camera wasn't actually there.
Yeah.
But it was, if you know what I mean. But
there's like shots where it's actually in the squad car, like the actual police and that have, which I thought was really good.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it could be interesting. I want to go and watch that, actually. And then film that might bring back days of English at school.
A Great Expectations film.
Yeah.
Really? Who's in it?
I don't know.
Helen Bonham Carter. Surprise, surprise.
But, wow. If you're like me and did Great Expectations at school every year,
you
won't be looking forward to this film.
Oh, but... David Walliams is in it. That's just ruined it.
Yeah.
When's that out then?
November the...
What? Is there a trailer for it?
Don't know.
Well, have I not heard nothing? I've heard nothing of that film.
No, I didn't until I came on the onto the coming soon in IMDb. But apart from that, that's all I'm really looking forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not much else.
But
I do have a bit of film news for you.
Yeah.
If you want. So this is the kind of last thing on my list, by the way. Just put a heads up there. Are you a fan of superhero films? I'll take that as a no.
Marvel or DC?
It's a Marvel film.
Okay, Marvel's better than DC in my opinion.
Though it's going to be very iffy if it's going to be good or not. But Marvel are releasing Ant-Man. Yes, you heard right, Ant-Man. So he's a tiny ant and then like grows into a person and shrinks into an ant. That's got a release date of November 6, 2015. So I've marked that in your calendars. Just in case you're busy on that day. But yeah, they've given that release
Ant-Man.
Date.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, they did some test footage and showed it Comic-Con this year. And everyone was like, oh my god, amazing.
Is Stan Lee like running out of ideas now?
Yeah, I think so.
How old is this comic, do you know?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that in my life.
But they've also, speaking of superhero movies anyway, Justice League, do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's their answer for the Avengers.
That's DC's version of the Avengers. That's coming out in the summer of 2015. And that's going to go against the Avengers 2 release.
Well, we all know who's going to win that one.
Yeah, we all know who's going to win that. So I don't think...
What characters have they announced?
None. But the ones that are probably going to be are Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, Green Lantern... I want to say Aquaman. I don't know if he's part of it.
Did you say Green Lantern?
Yeah.
I've heard he's actually going to be in it.
Green Lantern.
But what about Avengers 2? Any new characters to
put
to it? Just the same?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing been announced yet. But I reckon they might put Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man in it.
Oh, right.
Because he'd done the new Spider-Man, didn't he? I reckon they'd chuck him in.
I was going to say they need to put Spider-Man in it.
They were going to have a hint of the film... Spider-Man in the Avengers, they were going to have a certain tower that the film's based around in the Avengers, but they didn't put it in the end.
Yeah.
So.
I still haven't seen the Avengers. I know you're going to be like...
Oh my god.
I don't know. I just wasn't really interested because of the
It's a bit overrated.
Yeah.
I love it. Everyone's like, best film ever! No.
Yeah, but they said that about... That's why I don't like Batman.
Oh my god.
Just because Heath Ledger died.
No, it's not...
It is. That's the only reason people like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway.
Well, we talked about this earlier as well. Taken...
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's Taken 3 rumours. The film company want it to happen, obviously for money.
Is it going to be a 12? Please tell me it's
But Liam Neeson and the director say it's not going to happen.
Oh, thank god.
So it's a bit 50-50.
So what, he looked like he couldn't really move in that film.
Who?
Liam Neeson. He was trying to run and
he was a bit stiff.
Like, that's a perfect word for it. He was stiff.
He's getting old now, isn't he?
He was like a penis in the air.
Oh,
morning.
Here we go. Love
it. But I don't know what could they even why
I don't know, just for money, innit? That's what a lot of
but
companies
who are they
do
take now. Is Nan?
Well, at the end of number 2 there was a boyfriend, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, yes, yeah.
His daughter got a boyfriend, so mother, daughter, boyfriend. 1, 2, 3.
You think all of them
Taken 3? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I think the boyfriend might go, and then like he'll be like, who gives a shit? But then she'll make him do it, and
yeah,
then I think he'll die trying to save him. And then it'll be like, bitch, I told you.
Yeah, sounds like about that.
And then he cheats on her 2 months later, and it'll have all been.
What else have I got? I've also got something you might be interested in, which I hate. Gears of War film. Apparently it's seeking a new home.
Is it?
Yeah. Which is, well, it's been seeking a new home for years, hasn't it?
The bin.
Yeah, it's probably going to end up in the bin like the Halo and Bioshock films.
I don't know, I think it could be a good film. The storyline's there.
No.
The game isn't.
Nothing's there for that franchise.
No. Yeah, but nothing's there for Halo.
True.
Halo in the Covenant. What's so good about that?
Anyway, on the Gears of War thing, they've had it's had a couple of quite a lot of rewrites actually, apparently, by Pirates of the Caribbean writer Stuart Beetle.
Where am I looking?
Beetle.
Yeah.
Oh, I had it right. Okay, Stuart Beetle. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so if there's anything like Pirates of the Caribbean, I won't be watching it.
I don't know if that's excited you or not.
No, it hasn't. God, then, oh yeah, that's another franchise bumming out new titles every year now, like Call of Duty and FIFA. Judgment's coming out in March, the new Gears of War game.
That's all games do now. They just like, everyone likes it, just check out another one.
Yeah, but it was like a couple of months ago, we were ripping into Nintendo about the fact that they're just milking Mario for 20 years, and now Xbox and PlayStation are doing it.
Yeah, I know. Because they've got no new original ideas. Or they can't be asked to sit down and make some.
Yeah, I know. Someone needs to... Unless they're just waiting for a new console to bring out these new games.
Yeah, they're probably just waiting.
But I don't know. I probably will end up getting Judgment the same reason I got number three.
In the hopes that it'd be good when the franchise will never be good.
Yeah. And I keep putting three in the disc tray thinking, please, please be different tonight. Please work.
It never is.
And it, yeah. So... But it's still the only game I go on.
I know it is.
And I don't know why. But the last thing on my list was my question for you.
Oh, yeah, what?
You'll know it now, because you've talked about it earlier. New Girl Series 2.
Yeah.
When is it coming out?
When?
Yeah.
No, where? Here? In the UK or the US?
Yeah.
Next year, probably.
Is there no...
Nope.
A month?
No, I don't know. New Year.
New Year.
I'm guessing.
Because I just can't believe how it ended. Still can't go over it. I'm not even a big fan of the show. It just annoyed me.
But, so that was the question you had to ask me?
Yeah.
Wow. You got me hyped up the other day about a good question.
I didn't say it was a good question. I just said it's a question that you'd know the answer to.
Whatever.
But it wasn't very... It wasn't really a good answer, was it?
Next year.
I would have known it was next year.
I don't know. Because I don't go with UK release dates, do I? Because the UK's too slow.
Yeah. UK's not as good as the USA, is it?
Nope.
Yeah, that's true, actually. But anyway... That's my list, actually.
Same.
Completed.
That's my little list of stuff to talk about for us.
So, got any advertisement to do at the end?
Oh, what, that thing we used to do?
Yeah, that thing. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, what was it called? Stain and Nibbles?
Something like that. Oh, Nibbles and Stain.
Oh, that's the badger.
Yeah. We used to be in a little YouTube thing. Little is big.
Oh, yeah, little is a big word. I keep saying little. our little show, Nib and Stain,
so,
which we did. Our little three-part series.
If you're interested in that. It's kind of like a comedy entertainment
thing. Lots of sketch shows, lots of our own ideas and stuff.
And then there's some real episodes where we're actually competing against each other in like races and stuff. So
yeah, little challenges we've done.
That's all on YouTube, so search Nibbles and Stain on YouTube. And also you can follow us on Twitter.
At Nibbles and Stain.
At Nibbles and Stain.
Find us on Facebook, Nibbles and Stain.
Yeah, Facebook, Nibbles and Stain. And they can also follow you, Scott.
They can. You follow me on Twitter if you like. Mr. Scott Morgan.
Yeah, at Mr. Scott Morgan, if you want to hear about what he's watching every 2 minutes.
Where are you? What's yours?
Well, if you really want to know, it's The Real M. Lydiat.
I wouldn't bother, because I don't think... When was the last time you tweeted? About a year ago?
Probably when I got my iPhone. And I was like, I can tweet on this now, and then that was it.
Was that it?
Yeah. But, I might go back on it. Doubt it, though.
No, you don't. My line.
But, yeah, didn't really say it at the beginning, but we hope to get these out fortnightly.
Yeah, every 2 weeks, hopefully.
But it'll be on a Friday. Thursday or Friday in future.
Yeah.
This is just a one-off.
This is just a bit of a random date of an upload.
So... just to get it out there, really. Tester. Yeah, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, catch you next time.
Bye.